you awake? Are you still mad at me? I wanted to apologize for today. I guess I wanted to apologize for everything. It must be awful having a sister like me, with the way I act all the time, the way you have to take care of me. You have to drag me around school by the hand, or I would just hide in the bathroom and cry. They gave us all our classes together so that you could help me. You have to interpret for me, because you're the only one who can understand my mumbles when I'm out in public. I can only talk like this when it's just you or Dad around. Everyone else scares my voice away. Even those girls you were talking to today. I'm sorry, I just couldn't stay around them. They were too pretty. They were too loud, and they kept trying to touch you. To take you from me, and to drive me away. I made you walk me home right then. I could tell you were mad. You never get a chance to talk to girls, even though they want to talk to you. I always get in the way. Taking care of me always gets in the way. Or making sure I don't do anything bad when I'm at home means that you can't go out with people. Especially with Dad gone all the time. Dad has gone so much that my voice is already starting to fade when I talk to him. I'm losing him. He's becoming another one of those strangers to me. You're the only person I still know. That I'm not afraid of. I do try. I try so hard. But the doctors don't help. Neither do the pills. They just make things worse. You've seen what can happen. It's bad enough they make me go to school. But maybe it's the only thing that keeps me from becoming a total shut-in. Because other than that, I never leave this house. Except for the doctor visits. I make the grocery list, you buy them. I order clothes and other things online and have gotten them shipped here, but you're the one that has to answer the door. I even need your help to wash my hair because it's gotten so long, but I won't go to the salon. Maybe you should try to cut it again? Although I do like it when you wash it for me. This has worked for a couple of years now. Since Mom was no longer around to take care of me, and I got a lot worse. And Dad being around less and less hasn't helped either. But I know he travels more because of me, and that when he is home, he drinks mostly because of me too. I think he's ready to kick me out once I graduate. Probably the both of us. But you'll be ready for college. You get good grades. Despite having to speak for me in all our classes, and not being able to study with the other students. You even tutor me when we're at home, to make up for what I'm nervous to learn about at school. I don't know what I'll do when Dad kicks me out. Or, even worse, if you just move out and Dad lets me stay. He's never here, and when he is, he can't bring himself to talk to me. Even in those rare times I can still talk to him, a daughter like me has been very hard for him. I miss being his little girl. Sometimes I think I would do anything just to have him hug me again and hold me. Even if they're improper things. But those improper things are all I have to offer. But the doctors warned you about that. About how, since the two of you are the only men I can relate to at all, that I might act inappropriately. The medicines don't help with that. Some just make it worse because they make me feel such things in my body. But I don't have any toys to help with that. Daddy always checks all the boxes that come in for me after that one time. And he checks my room, so I just have to make do with my fingers. I'm sorry. I know I keep you awake at night sometimes. I try to be quiet, but it's like all the sounds I want to make during the day but can't suddenly come out when I'm doing things to myself in my room. I'm such a different girl at home, aren't I? At school, I wear baggy clothes and let my hair just hang over my face to hide it. I don't wear makeup, not that anyone could tell under all that hair. My clothes and my hair are all protection from other people. You are too. You interact with the teachers in our classes so I don't have to. But then when I come home, as soon as the door shuts, I won't shut up. I can almost be a normal girl around you and Dad. Well, mostly you these days. And if I do things that are naughty around you and Dad, the doctors all said to ignore it. And you did, no matter how aggressive I got. The way I leave the bathroom door open, or my bedroom door at times when those doors should be tightly shut, because I'm naked. I guess harder to miss is how I go around the house wearing just my underwear, or a nightgown or shirt with no underwear on at all beneath it. And sometimes I say things, naughty things, that aren't proper family conversation. Like the stories I tell at dinner about how we're lovers and how I'm pregnant with your baby. Poor Dad actually believed it the first time I said it. He threw you out and only let you back in the next day when the doctor he took me to told him I was still a virgin and definitely not pregnant. I think that's the day he really gave up caring. I feel bad about that. I feel bad about everything. I've been a burden to you all. You can't have real friends because of me, especially not girlfriends. You can't really have a life. Not at least until you move out. But then that will leave me here with Dad, who's gone all the time. He'll probably put me back in that place. Even though I only got worse there. Even the other girls there thought I was weird. The only other alternative is for me to go with you when you go to college. You could get an apartment. Dad would pay for it for the both of us, just to get me out of here. It would be cheaper than paying for someplace else. Then I could cook for you like I do here, and clean and do laundry. I could be like a live-in maid, and you wouldn't have to pay me. I wouldn't ever need to leave the place either. So you could still have fun at college without me. You'd just have to worry about me at night and on the weekends. But I would be good, I promise. I would be obedient. I would do everything you told me. I wouldn't have to just be a maid either. I could be like a girlfriend or a wife. You've never really had a chance at a girlfriend yet, and I'm never going to have a chance with a real boyfriend, not in the regular sense. Not when the only men in the entire world that don't turn me into a zombie are my father and brother. So if I ever plan on having sex, it would have to be with one of you two. Don't look at me like that. I know I tease you a lot. I let you see things I shouldn't show you when I walk past you in the hallway. I brush against you when I walk past you. Or I touch you all the time when we're talking. Things Dad told you to just ignore. I always found that so frustrating. I'm sure you did, since you probably never had a chance to have a normal girl show you that much attention because of me. So, I guess I owe you my body. At least once. I know the doctors told you to say no. They say I like getting a reaction out of you because you're my only male peer. I can't interact with the boys at school at all, so it all comes out on you. I know it's hard on you. But I also know that it's made you hard, too. Maybe you're afraid of taking advantage of your Dandere sister. But I'm the one who has taken advantage of you for so long. I've messed up your social and romantic life. I've kept you away from girls, and girls away from you. This is how I would pay you back. And this is the only way I could ever really have sex. Maybe you're worried about me telling my doctors. I've already told them too many things about us that aren't true for them to ever believe something that was. If they did actually believe it, they would put me back in that place. Or maybe put you in jail. Either way, I'm alone. And I'm alone enough already. Those times when I've kept you awake at night, touching myself and making so much noise, I was thinking of you. Sometimes Dad, but mostly you. More and more you lately, and not so much him. I kept hoping that you would come into my room to shut me up, or maybe you'd walk into the bathroom when I was showering with the door open and the curtain pulled aside. Or when I was lying in my bed. Or when I was lying in bed, naked. Or when I was lying on my bed naked, pretending to be asleep with my door open. I always hoped you'd try to wake me in a special way. I even tried to make you mad sometimes, mad and horny, so that you'd do in anger what you wouldn't do in lust. But even though I pushed you so far, you never did. You never did anything I wanted, and now my time is running out. Our time is running out. Once you move out, if you leave me behind, that will be the end. I'll end up in some home. I'm sure you'll visit, but I'll have learned to be scared of you again. You'll just be another stranger to me, like Dad is becoming. It's dark in this room. So you can't see that I'm not wearing anything. You might have sent me away already if you knew that I was naked. Or if you knew that I was touching myself. Getting myself ready in case you wanted to fuck me. If we have sex, it doesn't mean you have to take me with you. It doesn't have to make a difference at all. It just means I get to have sex at least once before they put me away. Let me turn on the lamp here, so you can at least see me before you kick me out of your room, or before you fuck me. I've made myself pretty for you, with makeup and perfume I bought online. I tried to make my body as perfect for you as possible. It's yours if you want it. Otherwise, maybe I'll go try Dad, so that he has a reason to keep me around. No matter what, I want to have sex tonight. I'd really prefer it to be with you. Let me make it even easier. I'll slip under the covers with you and press my body up against yours. All you have to do is get on top of me. I shut the door so Dad won't know what we do in here. I don't think he'd even care anymore. And I don't mind if you do it. I want you to do it. I owe it to you. I've prevented you from having a girlfriend or even hooking up. You deserve this for all those missed opportunities, for putting up with me. I've been a horrible sister, but maybe I can be an okay lover. Yes. Just roll on top of me. Aren't I nice and soft under you? Maybe I'm even pretty. No boy has ever told me I'm pretty because I don't let them see me. But maybe I'm pretty to you. I'd have to be for what you're about to do, right? Or maybe it's just that I'm available and you're horny. I don't care as long as the result is still the same. Go on. Try to put it in. You don't have any experience with this because of me, but we'll make it work. Just keep pushing. I'm trying to open myself up for you as much as possible. I want your cock inside of me so bad. It doesn't matter that you're my brother, because you're the only man in the world that I can be a woman with now. So please, don't make a little tightness stop you. Don't let my virginity stop you. We both need this. It's in me all the way now. We're making love. Your cock is finally inside your sister's pussy after all her attempts to seduce you. Not all of them were teasing or my trying to get a reaction out of you. I would have done this long ago if you just asked or tried something. Now do me however you want. Slow and tender, like a girlfriend maybe, or hard and rough to get back at the sister that messed up your life. I'm okay with either. I won't tell you to stop. Thank you. Thank you for fucking. Thank you for everything you've done for me. I know it hasn't been easy, but I want to make it up to you any way that I can. I will do anything you ask me to, anytime you want. Anything that you might have ever wanted to do to another girl, you can do to me instead. I'm your first, aren't I? I've never let you had a chance with another girl. Maybe because I never liked the idea of you doing this to anyone other than me. If I wasn't the main girl in your life, I couldn't bear it. I couldn't bear the idea of you being this close to anyone other than me. Of having your cock in any other pussy but mine. Am I making you feel good? I'm trying my best. I've read all about sex on the internet. Things to do with my pussy and how my body moves under you. How to move my legs apart and position them so that you can do it easier. And me, I feel better than I ever have. This is the best medicine for me. Being close to someone and making them feel good. Paying you back for all my trouble. like I'm finally contributing, like I'm finally able to show someone how much I love them. By making love to you, I'm finally able to be the sister you deserve. Now let me make you feel even better. Let me make you come. Make you come inside me. Because I'm going to come soon. And it's going to be better than anything I ever did to myself. Being with you is making it so much more powerful. And the idea of you doing it inside of me, filling up my body with a part of you. Oh God, make me come. Make me come. Let's come together. Never be apart again. For myself, but also because I could do it for you and with you. We can do that all the time if you want. Every night and after school, more on the weekends. And if you take me with you to college, we can keep doing it. You can keep doing me. You just have to keep me safe. And I will keep you happy in any way that I can, with any part of my body I can. But you don't have to decide now. It's months until you'd leave for school, and that's months that I have to try to convince you of how convenient your tendre little sister can be to have around.